Feed My Sheep, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is John 21:17. The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Can you hear the urgency in Jesus' question for Peter? The tenderness and the way he pushes Peter past his failure of denying him and into living a life that continues to honor Jesus as Lord? After reading this exchange, we can all start to see God's heart of love for humanity. He desires Christ followers to be people who live in service of others. In John 21, Peter and a few of the disciples decide to go fishing. But after fishing all night, they had no success. In the morning, a man calls to them from the shore, asking if they had caught any fish. And then he tells them to cast their net on the right side of their boats. When they do, they suddenly catch an abundance of fish. As they are pulling up the net, one that is now packed full of fish, John recognizes the man on the shore as Jesus and shares this revelation with Peter. Peter immediately jumps out of the boat and eagerly swims to shore to meet Jesus. When Peter gets to him, he sees that Christ is waiting for them with fish and bread, ready to eat. Jesus invites Peter to have breakfast with him, and then in verse 17 begins to ask Peter if he loves him. Jesus asks him if he loves him three times, mirroring how Peter had denied Christ three times before Jesus was killed on the cross. Jesus' conversation with Peter is restoring his relationship with him, charging Peter to continue the mission of sharing the good news of Jesus with the world, and preparing Peter for what it is going to take to be his follower in the coming months and years. Jesus foretells Peter's death and instructs him not to worry with the fate of the other disciples, but to focus his mind on following Jesus well. As Peter and the disciples huddle around the fire eating breakfast, this intimate exchange is had. Just as Jesus was feeding them, so his exhortation to them was looking like feeding his sheep. These men went out from these precious encounters, giving their lives to grow the early church. The repetition of Jesus' question, "Do you love me?" grieved Peter for a few reasons. First, Peter feared that Jesus doubted his sincerity and repentant heart. Next, it brought to mind Peter's denial of Jesus before Jesus' crucifixion. Lastly, it made Peter feel that Jesus may be alluding to a future failure of Peter, as he had when Jesus predicted Peter's three denials of knowing him. By the end of the exchange, it is clear that Jesus is repeating himself to demonstrate to Peter that he had been fully restored to his role as an apostle. As an apostle, Peter was commissioned to feed his sheep. To feed my sheep can be translated to give food, but the word used implies more than just a physical feeding of others. The text is pointing to Peter to take the role of a shepherd, who would guide, watch, and defend the sheep as well as feed them. My sheep commonly refers to the church throughout the Bible. Jesus instructed all his disciples not only to be fishers of men by sharing the good news of the gospel with the world, but feeders of the flock by the edification of saints. We each can take this charge to the care of the church to heart. How can we better serve one another and our church communities? How can we be people who go after the one lost sheep? These are questions that all believers have to prayerfully consider as they choose how to spend their days here on earth.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.